You are tuned to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham here with our film critic, Casey T. Allen. Hello, Casey.
Hello, I'm back.
Well, Casey, the movie industry struggled through 2020, and looking ahead to the new year, do you know if we will continue to see new movie releases available on online platforms?
Yes, the pandemic has affected the large-scale movie industry, with big, giant blockbuster films like Wonder Woman, No Time to Die, and other action-based films. Those are the type of films that have really suffered. But the smaller scale, more independent films have really thrived this year because there's many fewer options to actually watch, so a lot of viewers are turning to what's available, and that's the smaller scale independent films.
As we wrap up 2020, are there any lead movie contenders?
Mank is a definite shoo-in for nominations. If there's one thing Hollywood loves, it's movies about itself and movies about people's lives within it. So that's a strong contender. Also, One Night in Miami, as well as Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Those are getting a lot of support and praise.
Well, Casey, are there any interesting movie releases coming out either in theaters or online movie platforms?
Yes, we have Operation Christmas Drop, a holiday film on Netflix. We also have a Nigerian original film called Citation, as well as A New York Christmas Wedding.
A lot of holiday films to look forward to. Thank you so much for being here, Casey, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much.
I have a